With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Big change could be coming up on Capitol Hill. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher announcing he will not run for a fifth term in Congress. Veteran lawmaker has been chairing a House Select Committee investigating the Chinese government threat to the U.S. Gallagher says he wants to spend more time with his family. Whether the Pentagon wants it or not, it is getting advice from the former commander of the U.S. Southern Command. Admiral James Stavridis says U.S. military officials just may need to ramp up action against Iran if its militias keep attacking U.S. targets.
And that's going to require going after Iranian sovereign assets, their warships, their platforms, perhaps targets inside the landmass of Iran itself. So I think that time is coming.
Stavridis was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Russian drone strike killing several people in Ukraine.
Firefighters in Kharkiv worked tirelessly to control a massive fire after a Russian drone strike hit civilian infrastructure. The blaze burnt down 15 private houses, according to Kharkiv's regional governor. Kharkiv's mayor, Ihor Terekhov, posted a defiant video on his Telegram channel in which he said, "The Russian aggressor is destroying our hero city, Kharkiv, but we will overcome this. We will win." Ukraine's Air Force said air defense systems destroyed 23 out of 31 Iranian Shahed drones launched by Russia overnight. I'm Karen Chamas.
From Wall Street traders to car dealers to home buyers, Americans eager for the Fed to start cutting interest rates and lightening the heavy burden on borrowers. Inflation rose in the second half of 2023 to an annual rate of 2%. This is SRN News. A new look at religious freedom in, well, an unexpected place.
Everyone knows about the awful persecution being applied to Christians in places such as North Korea or Iran. But the Family Research Council's Center for Religious Liberty has been looking at violations of religious liberty in Western countries. The FRC's new report finds nearly 170 incidents carried out against Christians over the past 3 years. They include fines for public prayer and pandemic church closures, and the U.S. tops the list. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska voters deciding this fall where the public money can go to private school tuition, including religious schools. Petition effort to get the question on the ballot in 2024 exceeded the number of signatures needed. The ballot question would repeal a measure passed by the Nebraska legislature last year, permitting millions of dollars in income tax to be used by parents to send their kids to religious and private schools. This is SRN News. Emergency workers in Trinidad and Tobago are scrambling to clean up what's being termed a massive oil spill, and it's from a mystery vessel that ran aground near the Caribbean island. BBC correspondent Leonardo Roca.
The government says at least 15 kilometers of Tobago's Atlantic coastline have been affected. The leaked oil has covered pristine beaches and has already reached a protected mangrove swamp. The head of Tobago's assembly, Farley Augustine, says he's considering declaring a national emergency, having understood the true extent of the environmental damage. The authorities haven't been able to identify the owners of the vessel, which was abandoned by its crew. The incident happened just days before the carnival celebrations, which are Trinidad and Tobago's main tourist attractions and an important source of income for the local economy.
More details at srnnews.com.